sun hasn't died. Deep in my bones, straight from inside.
I'm waking up.
WCFW FM and WCFW HD1, Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and the entire Chippewa Valley.
A Civic Media radio station.
80s, 90s, and more. 105.7 CFW.
CFW.
Chippewa Valley.
Thank you.
105.7 CFW, 80s, 90s, and more. Well, good morning, good morning. Hello, it's Mike McKay here. I don't know where that came from. I was watching on Netflix recently. Lori and I were binging on The Crown. Maybe some of that British stuff got stuck in my head. I don't know. Anyway, here we are. It's Wednesday. It is the 4th of June. It's another day filled with opportunities for you to get in on the winning in our Sconny Summer Statewide Tax to Win Contest. Keyword coming up shortly after 7 o'clock, so about an hour from now. Make sure you track down your smartphone. I'm sure it's right by your side. That you've got that Civic Media app on it, that you're ready to text and win. I will give you that keyword, like I said, right after 7 o'clock. So make sure you're listening. As a matter of fact, don't go anywhere today. Well, I mean, if you got to go to work or, you know, school or whatever it might be, that's fine. But take us with you. Okay? Just listen all day. Deal.
Mornings with Mike McKay on 105.7 CFW.
been sticking your foot in your mouth at any time.
To Cornell, we're your home for the 80s, 90s, and more. 105.7 CFW. It's time for your good news story of the day with Mike McKay on 105.7 CFW.
All right, check this out. A guy named Jeff Lewis, Scottsdale, Arizona. He's a cancer survivor. And during his medical treatment about 7 years ago, he noticed that some of his fellow patients were struggling to afford both food and medicine. So as he got better, stronger, and has recovered from his cancer journey, he started a charity group called Froth and Bubbles that's been giving away gift cards ever since. Jeff has given away more than 10,000 gift cards since he began this mission. In the last year alone, he distributed over 2,000 cards worth $128,000. Patients and their families expressed their deep gratitude, saying they just don't know how to pay him back. Jeff said, "You don't need to." He also volunteers with local hospice. He says he's honored to give back and make a difference, even if it's one person at a time. He said, "I know I can't help everybody, but I can at least make a difference in some small way." Dude, you are making a huge, huge difference. Wow.
The Chippewa Valley wakes up with Mike McKay in the morning and the Valley's fun music to start your day. 105.7 CFW.
Somebody help me. Somebody.
1057 CFW. Streaming 24/7 on the free Civic Media app.
Five seven CFW 80s 90s and more. I want to say good morning to Crystal. Drop me a text through the Civic Media app. She said she's listening and she's ready to text and win. Mike, can't wait. I hope you're one of our winners today, Crystal, and you're doing it right. You're up, you're at it, you're listening to 105.7 CFW. Obviously, you've got the free Civic Media app on your smartphone. And Crystal's ready to text and win, and you should too, because shortly after 7 o'clock, the winning... well, continues. All right, right here on 105.7 CFW.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. When your world is full of strange arrangements and gravity won't pull you through, you know you're missing out on something. Well, that something depends on you. All I'm saying, it takes a lot. You know it's true. All I mean now is one thing, yes, one thing.
cover.
Me, I go from one extreme to another.
And then my friends just might ask me, they say, Martin, maybe one day you'll find true love. I say maybe. There must be a solution to the one thing, the one thing.
And more. 105.7.
Tiffany, I think we're alone now. 105.7 CFW, the girl that became famous when she was, what was she, 15, 16? I think she was 15. Traveled around the United States singing at malls. Back when the mall was a big deal and everybody went to the mall. And she would travel around and she sang. And that's how it worked out. And she got a record label, and the record label said, you know what, this is what we're going to do. And she was a pretty big deal for a couple of years. That's for sure. That was pretty ingenious way of getting her out there in front of all kinds of teens. It worked. It really did. It's Mike McKay along with you, getting up at it on your way on this Wednesday, the 4th of June. This is Hug Your Cat Day today. So if you've got a kitty cat, give it a hug.
Claire wakes up with Mike McKay in the morning.
Thank you.
1057 CFW 80s, 90s, and more. Mike McKay along with you. All right, stay close. Shortly after 7 o'clock, I'm going to give you that first winning keyword. Do not go anywhere. Stay close. Make sure you've got the Civic Media app. Make sure that you're ready to text and win. Okay. Do you plan on going on vacation this year? 46% of Americans in a recent survey said they're going to take a vacation. 10% said it's a staycation this year because they just don't have the money to go on a vacation. I get that. You know, I've been there many a times. There's been a lot of years where we haven't gone anywhere for vacation. Just make sure, you know, as a matter of fact, I was thinking you could get a little getaway from us because our Scotty Summer Text to Win contest, not only could you be one of our hourly winners of either money or Brewers tickets, but everybody that sends in a text is in for the grand prize, and the grand prize, a getaway, you could be off to the Door County for a little getaway, or off near the Dells for a little getaway. Yeah, so we could at least get you out and get you away for a couple of days. All right, so keep it locked in right here to 105.7 CFW. Maybe we can help you out with that vacation. Whatever it is, make sure that you use your vacation days, especially if you're at a place where you use them or lose them. I can't believe how many surveys I've seen where people, they don't use all their vacation days, and then at the end of the year, they just lose out on them. Don't do that. Use your vacation days.
Learn it. Know it. Live it.
Exactly.
The Chippewa Valley wakes up with Mike McKay in the morning and the Valley's fun music to start your day. 105.7 CFW.
The Midwest's newest music event, Summer Jam, is coming June 20th and 21st to Eau Claire, Wisconsin. Summer Jam is two big days of music from Everclear, Rick Springfield, Live, and Leonard Skinner. Sweet home. Summer Jam has more. Marshall Tucker Band, Collective Soul, and the Black Crowes. VIP, general admission tickets, and campsites are on sale. Get yours and check out the full lineup. Go to SummerJamWI.com now. Summer Jam 2025 in Eau Claire, Wisconsin. Go to SummerJamWI.com now. Don't miss this party.
Hungry for a feast? Fire up your taste buds at Hot Pot Barbecue and Sushi. Sizzle your own meats, simmer savory broths, and dive into fresh sushi, crab legs, and oysters. All unlimited. Family-friendly, fun vibes, and flavors that pop. Visit Hot Pot Barbecue and Sushi at their convenient location on the corner of Claremont and London Road today. Bring your appetite and your crew for Hot Pot Korean Barbecue, crab legs, oysters, and all-you-can-eat sushi. It's the flavor party that you've been waiting for.
Medicare loses about $60 billion annually to fraud, errors, and abuse. June 2nd through the 8th is Medicare Fraud Prevention Week, focusing on the actions everyone can take to prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Learn more by liking and following Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol on Facebook. Then visit our website, smpwi.org. For information and advice, remember, Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol.
Lean and Peterson Architects in the Chippewa Valley remind you that in times of war and peace, the men and women of our military dedicate themselves to serving our country. Their commitment, patriotism, sacrifice, and courage keep our country safe and strong. Let us honor those who've lost their lives in the line of duty and salute those serving today. From Lean and Peterson Architects in the Chippewa Valley, visit leanandpetersonarchitects.com. God bless the USA.
You want to feel important. You want to be a part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things. You want to feel like you belong. We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it. We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers. We are normal people just like you. And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation Division of Motor Vehicles is warning residents of another phishing scam circulating the area. According to a press release, DMV officials have been getting calls from residents claiming they received messages with final notice warnings or unpaid traffic violations. They say departments in other states have seen the scam in recent weeks, and they believe Wisconsin residents are the next target. DMV officials are reminding residents to be suspicious of unsolicited text messages appearing to be from the agency. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is encouraging residents to take precautions to prevent the spread of invasive species during Invasive Species Action Month. State law prohibits the transportation or introduction of certain invasive species without a permit in an effort to protect native species from harmful effects, including depopulation. Residents who identify invasive plants or insects should report them to DNR officials. A number of other helpful tips to combat the spread of invasive species can be found on the DNR's website. A Dallas man accused of making terrorist threats directed at staffers from the Veterans Administration Center in Rice Lake has entered not guilty pleas to the charges. According to court documents, 39-year-old Jonathan B. West was charged with one felony count of making terrorist threats and misdemeanor charges of unlawful phone use, threatening harm, and disorderly conduct. West entered the not guilty pleas in court on Friday, and a jury trial was scheduled for October. He's facing up to 3.5 years in prison and a $10,000 fine if convicted. North Lakes Community Clinic has announced the official opening of its new healthcare hub in Rice Lake. Organization officials say the new facility on West Avenue will offer a wide range of services, including dental care, behavioral health, pediatric speech therapy, and physical therapy. Those services had previously been offered at different locations in the area, but the new centralized facility will make the organization more efficient and improve access for patients. The now fully integrated facility officially opened its doors on Monday. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
We are going to be dealing with a little more of that wildfire smoke this morning, but it's gradually going to get out of here this afternoon, and we should get a break from that for a couple of days here. Mostly sunny this afternoon, mid to upper 70s. Tonight, partly cloudy, 52 tomorrow, sunshine with a high near 77. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 48.
CFW.
1057 CFW 80s, 90s, and more. The Scotty Summer Text to Win contest continues, brought to you by Chippewa Valley Exteriors. Your first winning keyword comes up in just minutes. I mean minutes, literally. Okay. So, and I don't use that word very often. So stay put. Unless you're at that stop sign and it turns green. Get going.
You must understand the touch of your hand makes my pulse react. That it's only the thrill of boy meeting girl opposites attract. It's physical. Must try to ignore that it means more than that. Oh, what's love got to do with it? What's love but a secondhand emotion? What's love got to do with it? Who needs a heart when a heart can be broken? It may seem to you that I'm acting confused. You're close to me. If I tend to look dazed, I read it someplace. I've got cause to be. There's a name for it. There's a phrase that fits. But whatever the reason, you do it for me.
And more.
Don't believe me, just watch
105.7 CFW.
Time to get out, step out into the street where all of the music's playing, a celebration starting under the streetlights. The scene is being set, a night.